This is KCUR 89.3. An ancient battle, an eager teenager, and a small iron ball have helped a Kansas archaeologist rediscover a lost Native American city that may have been the second largest in what is now the United States. KCUR's Frank Morris reports.
The clues to this mystery have been floating around for centuries. Growing up in Arkansas City, or Ark City as it's known in south central Kansas, Jason Smith heard legends of a Native American metropolis.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, a lot of the older folks always told me there at one time were more Indians living here than there are people living here in Ark City right now.
You can see the evidence right out in the field where Smith used to play. Fragments of stone tools and weapons just lying in the dirt.
Laying here right on top of the ground. Some of this, look at that, there's a piece right here. There's a little tiny piece right next to it. You can spend about 15 minutes out here and you'll have a whole handful of this stuff. It's just everywhere.
A few miles from the Smith place, where water flows out of the bluff, you can see where Indians carved shrines in the rock. People knew that at least some of Ark City's artifacts were made by Wichita tribe Indians, but the tribe's cultural planner, Gary McAdams, says the full story of his people's history was largely legend.
Our history, you know, is in the ground, centuries of it, rather than being on written paper and, you know, some place.
Meanwhile, Donald Blakesley, an archaeologist at Wichita State University, had for years been trying to pinpoint the location of a huge, lost Wichita Indian settlement. But all he had to go on were records from a Spanish expedition 416 years ago.
The ancient place was called Etzanoa.
As Blakesley tells it, in 1601, about 70 Spanish soldiers rode into Etzanoa, fighting a pitched battle with Native American warriors. Blakesley says expedition records describe an enormous farming and hunting village of 20,000 spread out over 5 square miles.
The last best days would be a way to say it, before the epidemics, before the warfare.
It was a full century before Europeans made it back to the area. Blakesley says by then, Etzanoa was gone. And over time, historians treated it more and more like a disputed myth. Then, a couple of years ago, Blakesley got new and much better translations of the Spanish expedition records. They led straight to Arkansas City.
Yeah, this was absolutely the clincher.
Blakesley is standing on the edge of a beautiful rocky ravine.
This place right here was involved in descriptions of the battle.
A ravine where Indians ducked Spanish cannon and musket fire. But Blakesley needed ironclad proof. And for that, he brought in metal detectors, with an inquisitive teenager tagging along.
Dr. Blakesley, the way he put it, is they were finding historic trash.
Adam Ziegler was 15 at the time. His grandmother lives on the property.
And all they were finding were like old cans and like bottle caps and pull tabs and stuff. And they just looked for hours, and that's all they found.
And finally, I realized I was torturing this kid. He was fascinated, and I said, well, would you like to take over for a while? And off he went. And gradually, the other two people stopped using theirs, and we were standing around talking. And then Adam said, well, what is this thing?
It just looked like a little ball of dirt, but for the size it was, it felt heavy.
Turned out to be a piece of iron. One blasted shotgun style from a Spanish cannon.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool that just one little iron ball can reveal the location of so much stuff.
This was almost 2 years ago. Blakesley has since found more Spanish ammo and other evidence confirming his find that an enormous settlement thrived here for hundreds of years. Exciting news for archaeologists and for Ark City, less so for present-day Wichita Indians like Gary McAdams.
It's not actually a new discovery, you know. It's a validation.
A validation that a tribe now reduced to about 3,000 members, living mostly around Anadarko, Oklahoma, was once a major power in the center of the continent. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.